Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, we finished our study of the Beatitudes. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with our next book of the Bible. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, hey, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today. We're starting the book of 1 Timothy. We're going to go verse by verse through this great book of the Bible. And we encourage you to ask your pastors to listen to this book, as well as fellow members of your local church. We're going to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. And this book of 1 Timothy will address the local church. There may be some things that go on in the local church that you've always wondered about, is this right or this wrong? And maybe this will be a study that will help you and help your local church. Our goal is not to tear down the local church. Our goal is to build it up in the Lord Jesus Christ according to His Word. And then I hope that you will write us and let us know that you listen. We've had several people lately write us, send letters, some receive Christ as their Savior, listening to this broadcast, and let us know. We now have our building blocks, as well as local church fellowship, on our website. And if you'll click on fellowship or building blocks, it'll take you to those books. These are both booklets that I have written. They each have various chapters in them with fill-in-the-blank questions at the conclusion of each chapter. And this is to help you to grow in your Christian life. And the book on fellowship is to help you to be a better local church member. And I hope that those things will be a help to you. We used to sell those things at one time, and now we just give it away over the internet by just going to our website and clicking on it. And I hope that you'll do that, because we want to get these things in your hands for you to use. The only cost it'll be to you is the price of ink and printing it out on paper. And now, again, these are booklets. They're not long, and so they'll definitely be enough ink. If you put in a new ink cartridge, more than enough ink in that one cartridge for both booklets. And so I would encourage you to do so, and to do so at your leisure, but I would encourage you to get them, to read them, and to put them into practice. I also want to say this. The Lamp and Light broadcast is designed to take you through a book of the Bible, verse by verse. We use the old King James Bible because it was translated from the very best manuscripts, the Textus Receptus for the New Testament, and the Masoretic Text for the Old Testament. And these are actually the very best manuscripts, and it helped to preserve the Word of God for us. We stick to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretation of Scripture. Speaking the truth in love is this program's motto, and that's a scriptural principle from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Now, my friend, it is my intention to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. We started this Lamp and Light broadcast in April of 2000, and we have always stuck with that policy, and we don't ever want to go away from it, or there's no sense in us having a radio ministry. Now, I want to take you to 1 Timothy, but before we do, let's have a word of prayer. I always like to introduce a new book of the Bible by first having a word of prayer with my radio audience. Now, dear Lord God Almighty and my Heavenly Father, I would pray that as we study 1 Timothy verse by verse, I pray Thy Holy Spirit would just take over. I would pray that Thy Spirit would be the power of my voice that would hold the command and attention of each one that tunes into this broadcast. But then I pray that the message would be the Holy Spirit's from the Word of God and would drive it home to each heart, giving understanding. Help local church pastors. Help church members. And may your people be edified through this teaching. And may you above all, Lord, above all these requests, may your great name be glorified. And I'd ask this in the precious name that's above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we look at the books of 1 and 2 Timothy, and they've been called God's manual for the local church. So if you wanted a local church manual, I would go to books of 1 and 2 Timothy. Now, these books are addressed to a young pastor, but it lays out the doctrine of the local church very vividly. In this first book of 1 Timothy, we are looking at the local church and its operation within the church. 2 Timothy will look at the church as it walks out together and ministers in the world. Now, there are four epistles which are referred to as the pastoral epistles. They are 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. Of course, they're all addressed to pastors of local churches. Now, in this 21st century, perhaps there needs to be a call to get back on track to the local churches, and especially the pastors. You see, pastors cannot make any new laws for God's people, nor God's house, nor can a pastor ordain any new methods of worship, which God in His Word has not ordained. Rather, a pastor must see to it that God's laws and His ordinances are punctually observed, and he must encourage and protect those that observe these things within the God-given parameters of the local church. He must also investigate, and yes, you might even say punish, the violators. Because this is God's will. This is God's work. And the pastor has to have convictions, beliefs, not just opinions. Someone has rightly said, and humorously said, opinions are like armpits. Usually there's a couple and they both stink. Well, as a pastor, your pastor must lead regardless of opinions, and he must be led of the Lord in his leading. Now, we got to understand, too, the pastor cannot determine about will the people like it or will this work. That's not the pastor's decision. Rather, will God be pleased and glorified? Is this God's will? My friend, sincere, good intentions never make the wrong thing right. King Uzziah, the Bible testifies, did that which was right in 2 Chronicles 26, verses 3 through 5. But then later, he offered the incense offering, which was not lawful for him to do. It was the duty of the priest, not the king. Now, he was sincere, but he was sincerely wrong. And that affected the rest of his life. A pastor is to stick to the Word of God. If we neglect the teaching of God's Word, then we'll surely wander as a pastor and as a church out of the place of God's divine blessing. So, study the Word of God is not just a mental exercise. It's allowing God's Word to saturate and motivate our inner man and to structure our day-by-day life. You see, a deterrent to Satan's devices is for you and me as Christians, and for pastors, not only as Christians, but as pastors, to declare our Lord's testimonies to others. We're going to be a witness for our Lord, which God tells us to be. Then we must stay sharp, because the enemy of our faith is resolute in his attempt to silence the truth. Now, for a church to get back on track, the pastor must be on track. I was speaking with an evangelist very recently, and he was telling me how he makes mission trips every year, pays for it out of his own pocket. But he's beginning to see that the greater need is in the United States. The churches are worldly and backslidden. And I said, well, before we can have revival in the country, we got to have a change of heart in the people of God that changes back to the ways of righteousness and holiness. There's got to be revival. Now, as a pastor, I must allow God to preach this book to me before I preach it to others. I must obey it. And my friend, I must obey it in such a way that I live by it and not preach it if I won't obey it. I mean, it is of utmost importance that I obey the Word of God before I expect God's people to obey it. Now, with the state of the local church throughout our country, perhaps this church manual provided to us by the Holy Spirit needs to be reread and restudied by every member of the local church. And we need to seek to know God's will in every facet. Now, the first thing I want you to see is the introduction to me, okay? The introduction to me. And I want us to start by looking at the third word of verse 1, because it is the word here in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Now notice, he's called the apostle. The word apostle means sent one, very similar to our word missionary. But a missionary does not operate in the same authority as an apostle, but a missionary is just as sent as an apostle. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.